It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 mypigradio.com, the radio morning show from Blue Medicinals. Melissa and Rhonda, or Rhonda and Melissa, whichever you want to do it. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's great to have you in with us on this Friday as we head into the Memorial Day weekend. Right now, you guys are going to be open at least some on Monday. Tell us those hours for Memorial Day.
Memorial Day hours are 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday. Normally, your hours are
10 a.m. to 8 p.m., John.
Monday through Saturday. And you said that soon you're going to have Sunday hours.
Yes.
Just not yet.
Correct.
Just not yet. So they will be expanding to Sunday in the near future, but not just yet. But they will be open on Monday until 4 o'clock. So that is great. And once again, you're located there on Realtor Avenue, right?
That is correct.
That is near the El Chico, and it's in the building that used to be, I think, the Vincent Wine place. Yes.
That is correct.
So if people out there can kind of get that in their mind, you'll figure out where it's at. For those people that have not heard you guys on the radio before or have not seen your Facebook or on the website, Bloom Medicinals, what do you offer there at Bloom Medicinals?
We offer gummies, edibles, also referred to as gummies, tinctures. We have flower, very different strains, several different strains, always new shipments coming in.
And this will be for people who have a condition, and it can be, there's a whole list of different conditions that make you eligible to be able to buy the products. I looked at the list. I definitely got one of those conditions. The process from that to actually getting to come into the store to purchase.
You start by contacting your primary care physician to see if that physician is willing to write for that medical card. If they are not, we have a clinic here in Texarkana, AR Cannabis Clinic. You can go online, you can book your appointment, you need to have your medical records, and there's a form online that you bring in, you pay them, do everything there. Then you get your card, and then you can come in and visit me. I will walk you through the process of our product and just take you into the dispensary and show you how everything works.
Did you say a while ago on when we did the Facebook Live that they're doing some telemedicine on that too?
Yes, they are doing telehealth visits still at this time. So you can actually, if you have a computer at home, you can log in at home. I had a lady the other day that was having an afternoon visit and was waiting on her call from the doctor. There are other people that do not have computers at home,
right,
and they have a laptop available in the building you go in and
see. Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Yes, sir.
It's very very comforting and very neat that you said that when they come in for that first time, and when anybody comes in someplace, especially if it's the first time they're doing it, you're like, you're looking around, you're a little overwhelmed, especially and you got all the different products. You're trying to figure out, well, what's best for me? You will personally walk them through the process, show them everything that's in there, make them feel comfortable, and help them with their decision making until they get comfortable, and then they make their own decisions, right?
Yes, sir. I do patient consults every day. I'm there every day right now due to our situation with COVID. But I also have people that call me. They read things, and then they're curious.
Right.
And they're a little intimidated by even coming in to ask questions. So either one, I'm available. They come in, I have a private office.
Well, that's great, because once you get comfortable, then you're good with it. But you got to get comfortable, and to do that is very, very, very nice. I was asking you earlier, it's kind of like COVID-19, you know, we went into the shutdown thing there for a while, everybody sheltering in place, nobody wanting to get out and do anything. Has it affected your business negatively, or have you had good business? What's been going on the past month or so?
Our business has been great.
Well, super.
Also, one thing that our patients continually comment on is the cleanliness of our building.
There you go.
Our people have masks, their gloves, they're constantly wiping down as patients come in and out. So you can feel that and see that when you come in.
That makes you reassured too, and you guys doing a good job like that. And it's kind of like they're keeping it clean, so you have nothing to worry about. Get tickled sometimes because people will go to the big store, I won't call them by name, or the big home improvement store, we won't call by name. And they're just, you know, you're elbow to elbow practically with somebody. And then they worry about going in somewhere else. Is it clean?
Yes. Kind of like,
yes, these people are actually clean. And it's actually a clean environment. And not to say that they're not cleaning in those stores, but I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Some of those have been packed.
Yes. Oh, I know.
And packed with people. So it's kind of like, it's safe. It's good to be able to go in your
very
facility.
Good.
And you guys are keeping it clean. On the conditions that people come in with, I know there's a wide range, and it's not all physical.
No, it's not.
And people don't realize that. It's not just, oh, I'm in chronic pain and I can't get any relief. But there are other sides of it, too. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of people that have anxiety to a point where they need medication. And some of those medications have a lot of side effects.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of people that come in for anxiety. We have people, veterans in particular, for PTSD.
Right.
So we see quite a few of those. And that's also a lot of our younger generation, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's anxiety, seizures, different things that people, like I said, have been on medications and that was their only option. And they just dealt with the side effects of it.
Yeah, that's true. You got, with any pill you put in your body, you're going to have side effects, no doubt about it. Sure. And the stronger the pill, usually the stronger the side effects.
Yes.
And those people, I know those people out there that have been in chronic pain, whether it be the arthritis, mm-hmm. as I call it, the arthritis, it is debilitating and it really affects your life to the point where you're just miserable. And then you got to take those very strong pills and everything that goes along with that, and the opioids or whatever, the codones as I call them. So this is a great thing that the state of Arkansas has done, and you guys are doing a great job over there. As far as the selection, you said you got all kinds of things that they can select from and you get them all comfortable with it, but I asked you this on the Facebook Live earlier, but is you see a pattern with any age group or anything like that as far as whether they like gummies or if they like a vape type thing or anything like that?
For me, my opinion on that is it really just depends on the individual, you know, what their history's like, what their metabolism is like. Some people say gummies work great for them and that's all they want to stick with.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, they'll also, if they have a history of being able to smoke, you know, or vape, then, you know, we see a lot of people that will go with flower or our vape cartridges. So, but some people walk in and say, I've never, you know, inhaled anything in my life.
That's true. There
and
are people out there.
So they don't, you know, they don't want to try that.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah,
but
I understand.
There's something for everyone.
We do play a game with most everybody that comes in. And this morning it's called Spy the Lie. And I'm going to give you some choices. All of them are going to be correct except one, and you spy the lie. All of the following are how other countries celebrate their Memorial Day, except for one, you spy the lie. In Russia, May 9th is Victory Day. In Israel, they celebrate a holiday that I'm not even going to try to pronounce, on the 4th of the Hebrew month. Okay, Germany has their Memorial Day in July. Australia and New Zealand celebrate Anzac Day on April 25th. And the Netherlands observe Remembrance Day on May the 4th. All those are true, except for one. You spy the lie. Which one do you think is incorrect? Is it the Russian, the Israel, the Germany, the Australia, or the Netherlands?
That's a hard one, John.
That is a very difficult one. Just take a guess.
I have not studied
their I've never even heard of these.
I have not either. I'm going with Israel.
She went Israel?
I'm going Russia.
You went Russia? It was Germany. Germany does not have their Memorial Day in July. It's actually in November. So see, now you're smarter. When somebody asks you, when's the Memorial Day in Germany? You go, November. Ooh. Let's see if this one's any easier. All of these movies were supposed to open this weekend, you know, in theaters, because but they're not opening any new movies right now, except for one, you spy the lie. Inheritance, Escape from Gladthorpe, Chance, Survive the Night, or Lucky Grandma. Which one of those movies was not scheduled to open this weekend?
I'm going to say Lucky Grandma.
She said Lucky Grandma, you say?
That's my choice, too.
Okay, it's Escape from Gladthorpe.
Well.
Lucky Grandma's opening.
I haven't heard of any of them.
You know what?
Except for Inheritance.
I haven't heard of any of them either, so I guess we're all out of the loop. These are hard today. I apologize for this, but this is the only game that was up there.
Wow. Blame it on COVID.
Yeah, blame it on COVID. Because, you know, if they were going to come out, we probably would have seen those trailers, and we would have known, oh, yeah, that's, yeah, okay. This is the final one. All of the following are types of coffee beans you can buy at Starbucks. Do y'all go to Starbucks?
We do.
Okay. You might know this, and I wouldn't at all. All of the following are types of coffee beans you can buy at Starbucks, except for one. Spy the lie. You got Jamaica Blue Mountain, Rainshine Blend, East Indies Dark Roast, Sirens Blend, or Komodo Dragon Blend. Which one is not at Starbucks?
I'm going to say the East Indies Dark Roast.
She says East Indies Dark Roast, and you say?
I'm going with Komodo Dragon.
You're right.
Which one?
East Indies is not there. Very good. Thank you.
I'm going to have to ask about Komodo Dragon.
Yeah. There you go. Maybe they should get the East Indies Dark Blend or whatever, Dark Roast, but they don't have it. But thank you, girls, for playing that game. I know it was a tough one, but it was the only one they had available today. But once again, Blue Medicinals, give us the hours for regular Monday through Saturday.
10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And the hours for this coming Monday, Memorial Day.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Not open on Sunday right now, but in the near future you will be. And your Facebook page is?
Texarkana Bloom Medicinals. Google that on Facebook.
All right, Texarkana Bloom Medicinals. It's a Facebook. What's the website?
That is texarkanabloommedicinals.com.
See, it's so easy. And I'm going to ask you that difficult question again. The phone number is?
501-263-8852.
All right, great. Ladies, thank you for coming in, and thank you for serving the community in this way, because there are so many people out there that are desperate for help, whether it be physical, mental, whatever, that you guys can provide it due to the fact that they passed that law in Arkansas. Maybe someday they'll do that in Texas, and we can have a Bloom Medicinals on the Texas
side.
That's right. All right. You ladies have a great Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for coming in,
and
we'll be looking to see you soon in the future.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.